Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, I did sell some ad space on the show.
What?
And I sold it to the greatest mobile communication company.
No, I refuse.
In the world, Sprint.
What? No, you did not. That's disgusting.
And we want to say thank you so much to the Sprint Corporation.
No.
For supporting the Bay Area's number one
arts
and culture podcast.
What is going on here?
They are a great value and an award-winning network.
Kate,
who says you can't have it all?
I'm going to start clicking away if you don't tell me what's going on. I am going to click crazy.
No, don't click.
You
don't
need to
type
tell me
or
what's
click.
Happening
don't
immediately.
Move. I'm just doing some jokes and gags.
Can't you at least mix it up a little bit? You got to go with Sprint.
Not to mention, Maysoon, Sprint doesn't exist anymore. Did you know that?
Apparently not. God, am I a doofus sometimes.
Sprint now is T-Mobile. But nobody bought any ad space, so we're not actually endorsing anything. Okay, Maysoon, but if people do want to support the show, they can go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. We want to thank our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, and anyone who's ever donated to the show. Thank you all so much. And we just want to remind people, if you want to reach out and
touch
talk
someone.
To us, reach out and touch us. You can go to congratulationspinetree.com and leave a comment. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can call us, 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Maysoon, we just keep getting nominees for the Congratulations Pine Tree Thank You for Not Leaving Superstar Award. For someone who is not leaving the Bay Area.
Who's that? Who is it?
And who,
we can't talk about
nobody
it.
Won yet. We're going to announce it at the end of the year. But
what people, did they send it in? What did they send in? Whose name?
They're sending their nominees. Well, we can't say yet.
We can't
yet,
discuss it.
Because we'll have to do our official announcement.
Has anyone nominated us?
No, which is a complete oversight, people.
Rude.
How dare they? We're here. We're staying here.
Yeah.
Should we do a commitment? Everybody raise your right hand. Are you doing it?
I am. I truly am.
And repeat after me.
Wait, hold on.
Are you doing it?
I am. Hold on a second. Oh, what the hell, people? Where's my video?
Did you forget which hand is your right hand? When you look at it, it'll be a backwards L.
Wait.
What are you doing?
Something crazy's happening. Hold on. You just have to hold on 1 second. Just bear with me. Bear with me.
Maysoon, we got to do this show.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
Maysoon.
Tell me.
Look here, Maysoon.
Raise my right hand. Okay, got it.
Yeah, raise it.
Yes, I'm raising my right hand.
Okay,
I.
Your name here.
Maysoon Wazwaz, your name here.
Will not leave the Bay Area for the rest of 2023.
For the rest of 2023.
I mean, you can leave to like go visit places,
you
but
will
not to
move from the Bay Area for the rest of 2023.
Okay, that's legally binding. Thank you, everyone, for making that commitment. Now, Maysoon, another thing we talked about in the last episode is we're working on a Congratulations Pine Tree bingo card.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm so excited. We've gotten so many good suggestions.
Yeah, we have a few suggestions here from a friend of the show, Sarah Tebow. And some ideas for squares for her were any mention of Julia Bryan Wilson.
Yes, for sure.
But Julia Bryan Wilson left the fucking Bay Area, so that's...
I don't even understand how that's possible.
We don't mention her as much.
Did she really?
She's at Columbia. Yeah.
She's coming back.
I mean, she's an international superstar.
She's
also
amazing.
Anything to do with buttholes or ass-related content. Yeah. Kate saying, sure enough. Yeah, sure enough. Point is, I have a lot of verbal tics. Maysoon trying to decipher... Well, I think really Maysoon trying to like translate something that Kate says into a more polite framing.
Aww, so good.
A review of an exhibition. I feel like that's too easy.
That's too easy.
And then also any mention of Carrie Hott or Zoe Teleporos. And, I
and Margaret Tedesco.
Definitely.
Has to
yeah,
be
Margaret Tedesco, all our beloveds.
Yes.
And that's very funny to me, and I love that. Okay, so let's go ahead and say, keep sending in your bingo suggestions, and we're going to put that bingo card out.
We have to have a couple different bingo cards, because you can't all have the same bingo card when you're playing bingo.
Yeah, you
got
to be able to randomize
them.
Yeah,
so we need like a lot of suggestions so we can really mix it up for the bingo.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love that.
And then for our 10th anniversary, we'll have a bingo night.
Wow, I love that.
Okay, let's make a note. I'm making a note.
Where are you making a note?
On this little note card I have next to me. I mean, okay, I'll probably lose it in a matter of 15 minutes, honestly.
Oh, well, for sure. Okay, but Maysoon, do we want to get into what some announcements, or do we want to talk about our various mental weirdnesses? I am having a problem in my apartment with poltergeist.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Still? No, not still. Did we ever talk about
it? Wait, I never talked about the first issue.
Well, we talked about the keys, and that was fucking nuts.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Oh,
no.
Dang.
Here's the deal, listeners. Here's what's up. My girlfriend and research assistant, Katie Kondo, lost her keys to our apartment a month ago. And we were looking all over for them, couldn't find them for weeks and weeks. And then they show up, on our dining room table, but they were all wet. She had a leather tassel thing on the set of keys as a keychain. It was all wet and moldy and smelly, and the keys were all rusted. Everything looked like it had been left out in the rain, and
it's
it had
so
been
crazy.
Raining for days and days. But neither of us remembered putting them there on the table, and I had just cleared off the table the night before, So nothing makes any sense with that. And we were both so freaked out that somebody just came into our apartment and put keys on our table that I changed our locks.
Yeah.
I think that's legit. That's chapter one. That's chapter one. Mm-hmm. You think it's legit that I changed the locks?
Yeah. Yeah, I would be so freaked out by that. Especially since the keys clearly looked like they had been rummaging around in dirt and street.
I showed you the keys. It was nasty.
You guys threw away the little leather, what do you call those things?
Yeah, the whatever that was, tassel.
The tassel, you threw that away because it was so fucked up.
So nasty. Yep. Somebody was
who lets themselves into your apartment, drops the keys off, doesn't
say
leave
a
note, doesn't say anything, and you guys think you were also home at the time, right? You were probably in the fucking bath.
Yep, probably just stark naked.
Oh my God, that's so nerve-wracking. That's very upsetting.
Okay, now Maysoon, there's more to the story.
Oh, my God. Okay. I didn't hear the second part.
Ooh. Today, I got out of the bathtub this morning as I was done with my five-hour bath that I take every day. And I went into our bedroom, and I looked down at Katie's nightstand, and I saw in a nice little pile my necklace. I have this skull necklace that I never take off unless I'm getting an MRI or going to jail or something. And I had no memory of taking it off. And it was just sitting on my nightstand. And so either
it was
a
on
ghost
your nightstand.
It was on Katie's nightstand.
Okay.
But Katie's still out of town.
So were you sleeping on her side of the bed?
Yes. Well, I was sleeping in the middle of the bed like a starfish.
Cute. So, that's when Katie's still out of town when this happens.
Yes. And so I have no memory of taking my necklace off. And it also is kind of complicated to take off. But I guess I must have done it in my sleep. That's some fine motor skill work to be doing while still unconscious.
You think you took it off. There's no chance that it... See, the thing is, I was thinking it must have fallen off somehow. And Katie picked it up and put it on
her. In a nice little pile. No, and Katie's not been here for 100 years.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Damn, Kate.
Okay, Maysoon.
Maybe you're...
I gotta go.
Maybe you're... Are you sleepwalking? Maybe you're the one.
Okay, see, that's what I think is maybe I'm sleepwalking. And so I'm setting up a camera in my bedroom.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
The sad thing is I don't even believe in extraterrestrials.
Have you talked to any of your psychic astrology friends about this? Do they think there's
something
going
on? No, Sarah Tebow, reach out. What's going on? Help me. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. Moments Co-op over there in downtown Oakland is having a spring sidewalk sale on April 1st, which is a Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m. They're at 410 13th Street.
I love a good sidewalk sale.
It's going to be really good. So come by and support QT BIPOC artists, creators and vendors browse our collection of new and used books, and they're announcing their new store hours, which are Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays from 12 to 6.
Cool.
Is the Bay Area the home base of strange hours?
I think everyone's just trying to figure out when people are going to come out.
Because you don't want to be open and have nobody be around, you know?
Yeah.
Also, they're having an outdoor party at Slash.
Ooh, cute.
With Hyde FM DJs. That is going to be also on April 1st. There's a lot of activities going on April 1st. It's going to be April 1st from 3 to 6. It's a free event and registration is not required. It's all outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's accompanying the exhibition Through the Electric Grid Promised Land, which is on view now in their main gallery, which is curated by Cloaca, right?
I think so. I haven't seen that one yet. I want to go see it. Maybe I'll go on Saturday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Will you take me with you?
Sure.
Okay. So get over there to Slash. There's going to be cocktails and all kinds.
Cool.
May soon get this.
What?
Okay. This is a rare something. Discount Fabrics has full rolls of muslin available at a 20% discount. Quilter cotton prints for 25% off.
Wow.
And backed by popular demand, lace fabric also at 20% off. The bargains are unbeatable at Discount Fabrics. See, people could be paying for this kind of thing.
Discount Fabrics is cool because they're also open on Sunday.
God bless Discount Fabrics.
I mean, they're cool, period, but...
I went there the other day for some polyfill, and they didn't have any at the moment, and that was very upsetting.
What are you doing with polyfill? Is that what you put in, like, pillows? No.
Yeah, you can put it in pillows or stuffed animals.
Oh. Were you fixing a stuffy?
I was making a stuffed animal for research assistant Katie Kondo for her birthday.
Oh, wow. You made her some really cool gifts this year.
I really did.
You really went
I was the gift king this year, and I will never recover financially. CCA has their MFA shows coming up starting this Thursday, which is 3/16.
Wait, this Thursday?
Which is a date made popular by the Bible passage, John 3:16.
Wait, is this part of their press release?
No.
That's just you.
And that is going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. at 360 Kansas Street at the Wattis.
Yep.
You got to RSVP for the reception. And their MFA show is going to be in two parts, I think. Part one is March 16th to March 30th, and then part two is April 6th to April 20th. They have quite a few MFAs graduating.
Cool.
I'm looking at the names of all the people, and it's a lot of people.
I'd like to go to the MFA shows this year. I really haven't been in a while.
Let's go. Maysoon, we have been talking about getting our interviews going again. We're very slowly ramping up to do some interviews.
Yeah.
One of our interview possibilities was interviewing a whole MFA class.
God, do we really want to do that?
I love it.
I feel like if we do it at one school, we have to do it at all the schools.
Okay.
I don't want to do
that. Yeah, that's much more reasonable. You know what I mean? That's much more reasonable.
It's not reasonable at all, but I don't like showing.
We got to go to UC Davis. We got to go out to Stanford.
God. What are we gonna
Man, can you believe that shit? Now that SFAI's not in the mix, what's going on with the Headlands Graduate Fellowship? Can they just let me have one?
Probably not. Maybe they'll reach out to Davis.
I suggested it, so go ahead and just give me the studio that the SFAI person should have had. Don't you think that's only fair, Mason?
It's only fair that you get the leftover fellowship. It's true.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support. Shaping San Francisco has some excellent public events coming up. They have their Urban Forum Walk and Talk, which is going to be a journey to the highest peak, Mount Davidson.
Oh, yeah. That's the south side of the city.
That is Saturday, March 18th at noon. It's free. Traverse the valley between Twin Peaks and Mount Davidson, reaching the top of San Francisco's highest peak, almost 1,000 feet, and explore the parklands there before heading to the lesser-known hilly park of Edge Hill Mountain.
Isn't it crazy that 1,000 feet is our highest point?
And you can RSVP for that by emailing shaping@foundsf.org. I love FoundSF, and I love Shaping San Francisco.
I don't know. I feel like I have some, like, rude things, and I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah, please be rude. Get rude right now.
Two parts here. Two parts. One, I love Hsu Kwan. Hsu Kwan is a local artist. She's incredible. Does incredible work.
Didn't she just win some massive thing?
I don't know. I think so, but I don't know what it. I don't know what it is. She did just open a show at Friends Indeed Gallery, their Chinatown location, and my rudeness is just that their opening, I think, was on a Thursday. From like 11 to 1.
You were very upset by this.
Well, I was just sort of like...
I was trying to talk you off the cliff.
As someone who, like, you know, we just had Hisu in the gallery at the Arts Commission. I always like to try to, you know, support artists and go to their shows after we've worked with them. And before, of course, but especially after. And
Maysoon, let me interrupt you rudely also. I'm also being rude. And I want you to know that Hisu Kwon is one of the 2025 Eureka Fellows from the Fleischacker Foundation.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she deserves everything.
Hell yeah.
Anyhow, it was just so sad because Jack and I were both like, let's go to Hisu's opening where we're going to go. And then we're like, wait, Hisu's opening is happening right now. What's going on? We were so confused. And we just didn't understand.
It was what, like 11 to 1?
It was like 11 to 1 in the middle of the week, Wednesday or Thursday. And, you know, of course I can go to the show whenever.
You basically became a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I just was like, who is that for? Who's there? What's going on? And you, did you have any theories on that?
You were losing your mind.
Well, I was not
on
my mind.
It is lunch break time.
Right. So for people who work downtown or work in the area, that seems really
unlikely. I don't know
what
the logic is behind that. Except, well, you don't have to compete with all the other galleries who are, you know. Because, like, everybody has their openings on, like, Friday night.
Yeah, you can have your opening on a Wednesday night and still not compete with anyone.
Sure enough.
Anyhow.
So, Maysoon, you stand against it. Do you want to give a rating?
I'm not going to rate it. I'm just really against it.
I think Maysoon's rating on this is a loud sound of a foghorn.
Oh, no. I love foghorns. It's
a loud.
It's like it's Bart at a really high. Listen, it's Bart at a very high decibel going through the tunnel, the tube.
Oh, yikes. That's the worst rating you can get.
Oh, that's not the worst. Not great, though.
That's pretty bad. What's worse than that?
There's so much worse. Are you kidding?
Okay, fair enough.
There's so much worse. I don't want to go there.
Nancy Toomey's got to show up. Judd Bergeron, Subspace Biographies.
Wait, hold, please. Hold the deck. Hold the horses here.
Yeah. Okay,
all that to say, Hisu's show is called A Flower Strong in the Wind, and it's on view at Friends Indeed in Chinatown through April 21st, so get on out there.
When do they open?
I don't know, man. I knew you were going to ask me that shit.
Hell yeah, I was.
Okay,
biatch.
Hold please. I'm on. Okay, all right. Gallery hours, Chinatown, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. You've got
Fantastic.
You have 6 hours to get to that show a week.
The lab announced that Indira Allegra's Dispersal of a Feeling, Blood Notes on Choreography and Illness, and Tension Studies are limited edition literary explorations which emerge from a somatic approach to writing and image making. Somatic approaches, that's what's up in 2023 and beyond.
Mm.
Somatic approaches, we completely salute you. Maysoon, salute the somatic approaches.
I'm definitely saluting it.
Yes, and we bow deeply in total awe. So their point is, these are books. They're putting out books, the publications. Go check it out. You can get on a wait list to be able to purchase these at Sming Sming Books, which is smingsming.com. But wait, I want to say a little bit more about Indira Allegra's project here.
Okay.
This is from their press release. What can a person abandoned as a baby in rural Georgia and a person living with fibromyalgia teach us about the nature of choreography? Dispersal of a Feeling, Blood Notes on Choreography and Illness is a poetic treatise on choreography, moving the reader between spaces haunted with illness and spaces haunted with the loss of relatives to discover how dance can be found in everyday survival. I think this is great. I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Will there be any kind of like
dance
launches or anything?
Maysoon, your favorite.
I know. I'm already sold. I have no problem.
That's
no
your
issues.
Favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
What rating would you give to dance?
Oh, you can't do that. Dance is not a uniform art form.
Just go ahead and do it.
No, I don't like rating.
What about a wind chime?
Dance, my rating for dance is...
Just to update the listeners, Maysoon does not give numerical ratings. She only gives abstract ratings in the form of sounds and colors and little things she finds.
My rating for dance, listen now, are pebbles... like tumbling down a soft grassy field with
wow, almost wind, inaudible
with wind
okay
moving through also.
Amazing. Oh my God, Maysoon, the San Francisco Arts Commission Galleries and San Francisco Public Library have a new artist in residence opportunity open call.
Oh.
I'm fucking applying this time.
You should. I fucking love the library. You can't. Oh.
I can't? Why?
It's only open to San Francisco residents this time.
Motherfuck.
Believe
me.
Man,
I blew it not trying last time.
We'll do it again, but just won't be with the library, I don't think. We're going to go with other city departments.
God, I love the library. People, get in there with the library. Four artists will spend 10 weeks in residence at the San Francisco Public Library conducting research around its history, program, services, and inner workings. Now, people, I want somebody to do a project not from the materials in the library, but about the library itself. Yeah. Okay? That's what I would do. You can have that idea and run with it. Now, Maysoon, remember the Headlands?
Can I just please say, okay, one, can I say this?
Yeah, say it.
I just...
Take a risk.
Okay.
Take a little risk, baby.
I just feel like, so, you know, the last time when we launched this, okay, now I'm speaking as a...
You are?
I am, just quickly.
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay, I'm not speaking
Should
as
Should we
a,
bring in your old roommate, Shannon?
Hold on, delete all that. I just want to say quickly that the last four residents that are currently finishing their projects right now at the library, that call for entries or call for qualifications was open to Bay Area artists from like the seven Bay Area counties, basically.
Oh, let's list those seven counties.
I can't
San Francisco
right
County, Alameda County, Contra Costa County, Sonoma County.
What's Berkeley?
Come on, I know these. That's Alameda County stuff. So.
Marin?
Oh, Marin County. Yes, mm-hmm. So good, Maysoon.
How about San Jose? Where's San Jose?
Contra Costa. Or Santa Clara. Santa Clara County. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Keep going.
How about Walnut Creek? What are those?
There's another S County. Solano County.
Is that Bay Area?
Baby. I think so.
Anyhow, I just want to say...
Napa County.
That's not a Bay Area county.
I think so.
Okay.
It touches, kind of.
It touches one of the first...
San Mateo County.
San Mateo is definitely one of them. San Bruno. Well, is that San Mateo?
I think we got everybody. I think that's everybody.
Okay, all that to say... Our first round of the library was open to everyone. The second round that we're doing with the library is only open to San Francisco residents. And I will say that we have gotten quite RFQ launched on Friday. And we have gotten quite a number of emails from artists who work
asking
in the Bay
questions.
Area asking specifically about the residency.
Do you think they might open it up?
No, we're not going to open it up, but just specifically asking about...
Don't say we, Maysoon.
I just feel sad because many of the questions that we're getting are about clarification around whether or not artists have to be, like, living in San Francisco. And it's like...
They do.
I have to say yes, and it's shitty because I wish they didn't.
Well, that's
I wish
not your fault, Maysoon.
Well, I'm just going to say
it's not your fault,
Maysoon. We were experimenting.
It's not your fault. Maysoon, do I have to be Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting?
No. You don't.
I'm going to hug you and tell you it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. I know. No, you don't. It's not your fault. I know. It's not your fault. All right? It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't fuck with me. It's not your fault. Don't fuck with me, all right? Don't fuck with me, Sean. Not you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I did, however, tell an artist today after, like, this is, like, the fifth email that I got about this specific question. I was like, I just want to tell you, thank you. I just want to thank you again for bringing this to my attention. You're not the first time we're hearing about this. And just so you know, we will be considering.
Are they mad? Are they complaining?
No, I just think people feel shitty. Artists need money. They need to make money. They want opportunities. It's like, and it feels shitty when, like, all of a sudden there's opportunities that they're excited about and they can't fucking apply for it.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not called the Bay Area Arts Commission. It is the San Francisco Arts Commission. so motherfuckers can go move to San Francisco.
Oh my God.
The easiest place in the world to move to.
The easiest place in the world to fucking live. It's true.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Get a grip.
I'm sorry, artists.
All these people living high on the hog in Hayward and San Leandro.
Anyhow.
Just kidding.
You can cut all that out.
That was jokes.
All
is
jokes.
Is it clear that I'm joking?
Yeah, of course.
Do people know that this is
well,
mainly
we know
a comedy
you're joking,
podcast?
But wait, what now? Do people know what?
That this is predominantly a comedy podcast.
Exactly. Well, this is not journalism, everyone. Just never, ever forget
satire.
That.
Okay, well, did we clear everything up with all that?
I think so. It's fine. You can delete most of it.
Okay, great. Okay, Maysoon, remember the Headlands?
Yeah.
Remember how they changed their logo to spell out the word Ohio?
I have to say that logo drives me nuts. Oh,
I love it.
You do? I don't like it. On their website is kind of out of control for me right now.
These freaking creative websites. Just kidding. Maysoon, we're just like crotchety old men and we can't handle it.
Handle change. No.
Here's the deal, Maysoon. Whenever they put out the new artist in residence, they just put the list out of all the artists in residence, all the international superstars coming to the Headlands.
Cool. Any good
for
ones?
The residency program. And when I look at that list, I don't look at the fucking names. I don't look at what's their medium. Are they a writer? Are they a dance person? Whatever. I just look, what state are these motherfuckers
from?
Oh,
you're so nuts.
Okay. And let's go ahead and count it off. We've got three.
Wait, I want to go there. Tell me where we are.
I'm looking at their email they sent out.
God, I literally don't even know how to find it on this Ohio website.
Yeah. Four. Okay, so four of their artists in residence coming in. It's a lot of artists. It's like 20 a season or something. Yeah. I can't count. It's too hard. I can't count when I'm under the gun. Point is, Maysoon, they got four artists coming from Ohio. I think they've earned the Ohio logo, and I give them the Ohio stroke of approval. Some of these Ohio artists are interesting. They've got Gina Osterlo.
Oh, Gina Osterlo. Great. That's awesome.
Know Gina Osterlo from
Ohio?
Out
here.
Wow.
Oh, that's exciting.
Good for you, Gina. Coming back.
I really like Gina.
We don't
get
a lot of that. We don't get a lot of people leaving and coming back.
Right. I was thinking we need a song for people coming back.
Okay, what song?
Because I recently, heard that someone
welcome
might be coming back.
It's the same old place.
Did you even hear me? Can
about.
You even bother
yeah,
hearing
who's coming
me?
Back, babe?
God.
Babe.
I can't tell you because it's really not mine. I don't think it's actually happening yet. But
is it somebody I'm really excited about?
Yeah, you're going to fucking love it.
Oh my God, am I going to fucking come?
I don't want to know. You might go ahead and shit your pants.
Man, no. Just when we were really about to get our Sprint sponsorship and be on the ABC Family Hour, we were really cleaning up the show.
Okay, you just had to go ahead and dirty it again.
I know. They're also having from Ohio, Adam Gianelli, a writer. I don't know about all that. Who is this guy? Do they have more people coming from Ohio than they do from
California.
New York? Nope, more New Yorkers.
Really? Four seems like a pretty high percentage, to be honest. How many residents do they have coming through?
Many do they have coming from Arizona? Zero.
How about from Illinois?
There are some Illinoisers. There is Ginger Krebs, another dance person.
Mm.
Parsons and Charlesworth. And that's it. Ohio, we outdid Illinois. Suck it, Chicago.
I don't love like the Headlands using their like weird shapes over like people's artwork. I just think it's weird.
Headlands, get
it's
it together
much.
For
it's
the
too
love
much.
Of Christ.
Like have the shapes,
give
but
me
what
the
are they doing?
Fellowship, get the Ohio shit out of there.
It does look like Ohio. It's so crazy. It really does.
I'm just kidding.
No,
you're
not.
I like the Ohio shit. People donate to the Headlands, support the Headlands, support everyone who
has
an
identical
time.
Is Carrie going to get so mad at us?
Maysoon, just as I said, it is the year of Sadie Barnett, and she is having an opening celebration for her show, and it already happened.
I feel like it's Sadie Barnett and Hisu are like the Those two are popping off right now.
Yep. Sadie Barnett has a show over there at the San Jose Museum of Art. Just any art, not modern art.
Any art, they'll take it all.
I was going to say modern art. A new exhibition that explores the artist's family history and considers the living room as a site of freedom. Sadie Barnett's father, as many of you know, I'm sure, Rodney, worked and lived with activist Angela Davis in San Jose during her 1972 trial at the Santa Clara County Courthouse. That is fucking cool.
Wow.
Okay, so get in there, see this exhibition, get to the capital of art in the Bay Area, San Jose, and go ahead and stop by Falafel's Drive-In, which was reviewed on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri.
Hey, we haven't interviewed Sadie, have we?
No, let's put Sadie on the list.
Let's put her on the list. I have some questions. Her dad is still alive, I believe.
Oh, actually, Sadie Barnett is on the list.
Okay, good.
I wonder what it's like.
Maybe
the list
we should interview her dad.
Have you got the list? Hang on, I'm emailing you the list.
Can we interview her and her dad?
That'd be sick. BAVAC, they're doing stuff. BAVAC may soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a screening on March 17th for the award-winning documentary Sansone and Me, directed by Rodrigo Reyes. Also, they have their program Real Stories, which is having a audio for video workshop series, and they are going to be screening some of the stuff that was made in that program by young women and gender expansive youth ages 15 to 24, and that is going to be on March 26th. They're going to be screening all the short films made by the incredible artists in that program. Support BAVAC.
Cool.
You know, they don't have any connection to Ohio that I'm aware of. So keep your hands clean of the Ohio taint.
Speaking of video and also clean, I want to talk about film and also the dirty Oscars.
Oh, wow. You want to talk about... Okay, we can talk about the Oscars.
I mean, I don't really want to talk about anything, but can you tell me what happened?
Is it related to the Bay Area? We can talk about the Oscars for 1 minute. I'm setting a timer.
Who won?
Best film, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, cute. Okay, best as a best actress.
Is that a Michelle Yeoh from EEA.
Okay, got it. And then best supporting actress?
Wait, best supporting actress was Jamie Lee Curtis. Best sound, best song was a song from RRR. Not song.
Soundtrack.
What the fuck is soundtrack?
Don't they have best soundtrack? No.
No.
Okay, fine.
Maybe
best song from RRR. Got it.
Score? I don't know who won best score.
Oh, yeah, best score.
I don't know.
Okay. That's all I care about.
Oh, Brendan Fraser won for best actor. The guy who played the dad in Everything Everywhere All at Once, who was the little kid in Indiana Jones, Ki-Hoi Kwan. Everything Everywhere All at Once, like, won more, like, major categories than any movie ever has.
That's amazing.
Yay.
Did the Banshees of Inisherin win anything?
Ed Sheeran did not win.
Inisherin.
The Banshees of Ed Sheeran did not, sadly. Well, actually, nothing? I fucking hated that movie, to be honest.
Oh, man. I loved it. Jimbo didn't like it either, though.
Yeah, no. I mean, I liked part. I like all the actors. I like Ireland, as you know. I like donkeys. I don't think it's right for somebody to just stop being friends with their friend and then start cutting all their fingers off.
You don't like the premise. Okay. It's a fucking wild, wild premise.
Okay, Mason. Mercury 20 Gallery has a show up from March 24th to April 29th. And that show is Chris Kometer. Thundercrack. It is a series of photographic grids made from images of light falling on a large hairy man's legs and underside. I love
a large
that.
Hairy man's legs?
Yeah.
What?
Great job.
Amazing.
That's great, because I was thinking of Thundercrack, the George Cushar movie.
I gotta go soon. These cats are starving.
You can never leave. We got 1,000 more things to say.
No, we don't.
I don't know if this is on your radar, but my MTV-loving 12-year-old self is super excited to be in a group show with Tabitha Soren and lots of other talented artists. And it is opening April 2nd from 1 to 4 at M. Stark Gallery in Half Moon Bay. I'm going to go out to Half Moon Bay.
That's sweet. I love that.
The show is called Sneaker Wave. And
sneaker wave or what?
Sneaker wave.
Okay, great.
Get out there. Take a road trip out to Half Moon Bay. And M. Stark Gallery is at 727 Main Street out there in Half Moon Bay. They are open Friday from 4:30 to 6, Saturday 11 to 5, and Sunday 11 to 6, and also by appointment.
A friend of ours just alerted us to the fact that it looks like Pro Arts is actually leaving their long-term space in downtown Oakland. Did you hear about that?
No. Where are they going to?
After 17 years of holding space in downtown Oakland, on Oscar Grant Plaza, and organizing legendary exhibitions, events, and public art projects, we are packing up light in order to shift from holding space to occupying intellectual property.
Whoa, so they're not going to have a new space.
Build autonomy, agency, and economic power for artists and cultural workers around the globe.
Yowza.
Anyhow, I guess we'll just keep listeners up to date on what we learn more when we learn more about Pro Arts.
I want to give a shout out to Mina Kim, who sometimes likes my tweets. Mina
she
Kim
does?
From KQED. I am going to go ahead
oh,
and
Mina Kim is the best.
Put a pause on our blood-curdling rivalry with KQED to say, I love you, Mina Kim. Anybody who listens from KQED, please let Mina Kim know that I love her.
She has a great voice, Mina Kim.
I will be declaring that love from the bridge.
To the other goddamn bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
And I'm Mina Kim.